The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We're going to get into scary movies in today's episode. There just wasn't enough time, though, to talk about all of them. I mean, yesterday, Automatic, when you were DJing at the game and all, Ava and I sat there and we watched The Shining. We watched Carrie. And we enjoyed ourselves because
Why are you trying to pollute my child's mind?
Nah, she loves it. She's been watching these movies. She's
gonna
been
turn
on
into
it.
A weirdo like you.
No. And obviously you like it. There's just so many good scary movies, classics and brand new ones.
Brand new ones. Have you guys seen 1922?
I don't see any of them, Anthony.
Oh, I don't like scary
DJ
movies.
Mac is scary.
Damn, dude. I
you and Ava can go together.
We'll go. Yeah, it's a good idea. Now, what is 1922 about?
1922 is about an old couple who grew up on a farm and the wife wanted to go back to the city, but the husband wasn't about it. So he did what any husband would do on a farm in a small town in 19-something.
He buried her in the farm field, didn't he?
And guess what she does?
She grew back and let him know what's what.
And it is one of the greatest modern-day Stephen King movies.
Ooh, out. Stephen King is the master of fear.
See, that doesn't sound like a scary movie. I would watch that. That doesn't sound like... I just don't like the stuff that has to do with religion and the devil. All right. It's because my mom has instilled this fear in my brain.
She's hardcore Catholic?
Yes, hardcore Catholic. It's like going to, you know... Catholic school growing
well,
up, going to church
watch,
every weekend.
Then let's watch the movie.
I'll watch that one. That sounds like a good movie to me.
All right. We're going to watch it, and we're going to play the podcast now. Can we do something real quick? Can I shout out everybody who drives for a living real quick?
Can I do that
on this Thursday morning? It's a hard job. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Friday's Eve is upon us. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And particularly the Amazon drivers, UPS, USPS. I know how hard that is. I've seen people come out and yell at you because their package isn't there. I've seen people angry. You know, it's a crazy job. And I forgive you, the Amazon driver who left my tights in my neighbor's yard instead of ours. That's okay.
Oh,
because
dang.
He took a picture and I knew it was our neighbor, so I went over there, walked, took my tights back, and brought him in the house.
Are you ordering tights?
Yeah, it's winter.
What are you doing?
For my skirt and my riding boots.
Oh, okay. All right. There you go.
What you mean?
Do you know how many packages come to our house? It is unbelievable.
Just for our house alone. And thank you very much
shout
for
out
all
to
the
y'all.
Hard work you do.
Delivery drivers haven't put up with dogs. Dude, dogs
oh
be
gosh.
Out there.
I saw a video of a dog coming outside of the house. The guy is walking up, and the dog comes to attack him. He grabbed the fence, broke it, and started... He beat the dog up because the dog was trying to bite him. It was a big old pit bull. Anyway.
Well, when I used to work in pest control, I used to have to deal with like those kind of dogs all the time. And I will say the one thing, if you're not going to run, you better have something to
be
fight
ready
with.
To go, yeah. Right?
And
yeah.
Also, somebody who makes things happen too, flower delivery drivers. Y'all do
Uber
it.
Uber drivers, Lyft drivers, we're just shouting out all the drivers.
Also,
drivers.
Especially the flower delivery driver who accidentally gave my flowers that I ordered for the girl I'm dating to my neighbor, Randy. I sent my neighbor, Randy, some flowers by accident.
Did Randy accept?
He did. He was like, thanks, bro, we're cool.
You guys going out now?
Yeah, or, you know, that's its
me
own
and Randy
thing.
Are going steady. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We got National First Responders Day.
Hey, shout out to the first responders. We appreciate you.
Hell yeah. We also got National Internal Medicine Day.
And I used to work for an internal medicine
place.
What
is internal medicine?
So internal medicine is just, it depends on like cardiologist specialty in medicine. I did their billing. Hey, that's a great industry to get into. Medical billing, you make a lot of money.
This is my internal medicine. It's National Chocolate Day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby. I love to internalize some dark chocolate. Mm. It's weird because I hated dark chocolate when I was young. I'm like, man, I'm old.
It's weird how your taste buds change. Like dark chocolate and coffee, hated them when I was young, and now it's like I live
Halloween,
on it.
Halloween, if I got those ugly dark chocolates, the red ones, I'd be like, who gives these away to kids? Now I'm like, I want
picking
them.
Picking them out of Ava's basket.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ooh, we're talking about scary movies that have haunted us since childhood or something you watched last week, maybe. And the phones blew up immediately. So before we share our favorites with you, let's take a call. What's the scariest movie you've ever seen? Line 4.
So that's an easy one because I watched it alone once and it scared the shit out of me. Have you ever seen the movie The Fourth Kind?
The Fourth Kind? No. What is it about?
It's about UFO sightings, and multiple evidence has been collected, but they say it's a dramatization of real-life events, especially you, Otto, if you're not scared of it, because it's going to freak you out. I just pulled up the trailer to just watch part of it. It's light outside. I watched half of it and stopped it.
She's like, I ain't watching this no more.
Why did it scare you so much?
Because it's based on true-life events. You know, murders based on true-life events, aliens based on true life events. I don't like that unsolved mystery.
I agree. Those serial killer stories, like Silence of the Lambs, was based on a bunch of different American serial killers. I'm a sucker for
based on a true story.
Oh,
I'm a sucker for it.
I'm still locking the doors after the Richard Ramirez story.
The Night Stalker on Netflix, because it's real. Right, it's real. And so there's, for me, there's a movie, it's called The Ring, and it's an old movie now. Oh. But there's a little girl in it, and she's evil. Like, she has this evil spirit, and she's so beautiful, and she killed her mother. And they pull this beautiful little girl into the psych ward, and the doctor's talking to her, and she says this.
Samara, I need you to start telling me the truth.
Can I see my mommy?
No, Samara, not until we understand what's wrong with you.
I love my mommy.
Yes, you do. But you don't want to hurt her anymore now, do you? You don't want to hurt anyone.
But I do, and I'm sorry.
And that right there is why I believe in spanking. That's the problem. That little girl is creepy, and then they shoved her in a well, and she came out the TV. And
I love a good spirit horror movie, too, right? And for me, off top of my list, Conjuring.
Honey? What's wrong? Mom. Who's that?
Arguably the greatest sequel in any horror genre movie thing you want to call it.
What is that that's playing underneath it? I have the worst goosebumps. That's the nun music. What is that?
Conjuring 2, I think, is forever in my top two of scary movies, dude.
When you talk about religion and all that, that's what freaks me out.
Those are the movies that scare me. Anything that has to do with the devil or like religion,
yes.
Or like, because Rosemary's Baby. This is an old movie. It's a classic, but she actually gives birth to the devil.
Rosemary has a baby from the devil.
Satan is his father, not Guy. He came up from hell and begat a son of mortal woman. Satan is his father, and his name is Adrian. He shall redeem the despised and wreak vengeance in the name of the burned and the tortured. Hail Adrian!
Hail Adrian!
Hail Satan! Hail Satan!
Anybody named Adrian right now is like, what the?
Dude, my best friend's name is Adrian. I was the best man at the wedding, too. That's crazy, dude. That sucks, dude.
Okay, so you know what? These are just a few of our scariest and our favorites. Obviously, Halloween is a scary movie.
Chucky.
Child's Play. Yeah. Right, that one's good.
My
Sinister.
Aunt just forced me to watch Chucky. I hated it, dude.
Ooh, Ava Maddock, our daughter, sat me down the other day and we watched Poltergeist. Let me tell you, that night she came in. Remember she was laying in the bed with us? That's why.
That movie used to scare the hell out of me, too.
Well, it's based on a true story.
I think any good horror movie makes you sleep with the light on or have to watch another funnier movie right after.
Like a kid movie or something. You know what we should for DJ Automatic, since he's scared of scary movies? Made him scared. It's PG-13.
He's the biggest sissy when it comes to scary movies.
He is. Why don't tomorrow we list the best Halloween movies for kids?
I'm going to come up with my own little list, even. And it's not going to include Halloween Town because I know you like it.
Oh my gosh. That's one of the best ever. All right, so continue to call in with your favorite scariest movies. And of course, the combo on social media is still happening. At Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to share this story with you. Sweethearts, we're talking young love. Forced to separate. When I tell you why, I think a lot of people are going to be shocked, but they've reunited because you know what? Love always wins. In case you missed it, I'm going to share this story with you. Coming up, DJ Automatic, what you got?
Well, get ready to see a bunch of broomsticks this year for Halloween because the number one costume, according to Google, is the witch.
That's an easy costume, though.
That's easy to do, yeah. And I dress
as one every day.
Well done.
To round out the top five, the next one is a rabbit, a dinosaur, a Spider-Man, and a clown.
Did you say a rabbit?
Yes. It says a cuddlier rabbit. What is a cuddlier rabbit?
I don't know. When I think of somebody dressing up, I think of Bugs Bunny and drag. That would be a funny costume.
So I thought those were kind of lame, so I came up with my DJ Automatic top three.
All right, what you got?
So for the ladies, I say you go Cruella de Vil. That's my number three.
I thought about that, but I figured like a lot of people are going to do it. So
I'm not actually going to lie. You came out the list. You came out starting better than I thought you would, Automatic.
That's pretty good. What's number two?
Number two would be the Squid Games guys, you know, with the little circles and triangles on their heads.
I want to be the model, the star of the show, but yeah, I'm not that cute. So what was another one.
And the last one is the most scary of all.
What?
It's called Angry Dana.
Oh, Oh, like your wife. Yes. Like,
would have been funny if I hadn't already said I dress like a witch every day.
Brought it back home. I love it, dude. Oh, guys. You ever had your heart broken?
Yes. It sucks.
It's horrible. It
join many
bad.
Of the other Americans. If you didn't know, more Americans are living today with a broken heart than ever. The Journal of American Heart Association says, yes, that in fact right there, broken heart syndrome is on a rise. And broken heart syndrome, for those who don't know, is actually caused by severe emotional pain or physical distress as well, too. So cue the Drake music, ladies and gentlemen. We're a sad country. No, wait, as a matter of fact, he's Canadian, huh? Never mind. Yeah. Give me some Kanye West Heartless. There we go. And as a matter of fact, while both men and women are experiencing higher rates of broken heart syndrome, older women over the age of 50 are suffering most with 88% new cases, according
Ladies,
to the Journal of American Heart
stop
Association.
Being
Does it
sad.
Say why?
I think it's a pandemic. Think about everything we've talked about. More teens are depressed. Just the anxiety of the pandemic, it does make me feel some type of way that I never have.
I thought it was a rise of dumber men.
Facts.
We definitely sad about that. Broken hearts about that. You know who else had a broken heart? These teenagers who fell in love 40 years ago. Her name is Penny and his name is Mark. And Penny is white and Mark is black. And their parents both forbade them to date. And when they found out that these two were in love, her parents said, no way, no how. And even his parents said, you're not marrying a white girl. And so he was an immigrant in the country going to college. Her father showed up at his doorstep and said, if you keep dating my daughter, I'm going to report you for harassment to the college and you're going to have your scholarship taken away.
Oh, damn.
So they broke up. And he said, I never forgot about her. And she said, I never forgot about him. They both married, unhappily divorced. And he said, I started looking for her. It took him 2 years because she had a different last name. He found her on Facebook, sent her a message and said, is this Penny? She said, yes. They corresponded for a year and a half. And now they're married. And he says, my life is fulfilled. She said the same thing. I'm getting emotional. I'm going to cry. They said they never felt love like they did then or now.
Yeah, true soulmates.
Wins. Love wins. It's just an ugly story that ends beautifully. Nothing can stop love. And race is never a factor. I don't understand why it ever was.
This is the best look for Facebook since they launched.
I know.
I was going to say, this is the only positive Facebook news has been in a long time.
I feel like I should share this story on my Facebook page, on my Instagram and Twitter, the show, because it's just inspirational. If you feel something for someone, tell them. It's never too late to find love. I hope that eases some of the women's broken hearts.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kendall Jenner's latest move, is it a hint to her boyfriend D-Book that she's ready for a ring? I cannot wait to talk about this news. It's time for the Daily Dirt, the best gossip. This story and more, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We got Frank Ocean celebrating his birthday, Caitlyn Jenner, Bill Gates, and Julia Roberts.
Okay, so let's start off talking about Kanye West. His apparel brand is back in court, this time allegedly for failing to ship products within 30 days of purchase. Some people claim they sent their money in, never got anything.
What?
And California business code says you got to send things out within 30 days. He's in trouble. I mean, it's a big deal. But, I mean, you just ship him the stuff, right? After?
Not
if it's sold out.
Kanye is really kind of flirting with, like, his Trump tactics now. Like, when Trump had the whole steak things and stuff like that and all that stuff. Like, Kanye is getting up there, bro. You kind of got to know when you're getting into that stuff.
I mean, but at the same time, you don't think Kanye is the one who's actually, like, packaging the stuff and sending it out.
It's his name,
yeah, it's his name.
You
it's his brand. It's his company.
Business.
Just like the same thing for Trump. Yes, yeah, same thing.
Yeah. All right, so now let's talk about Snoop Dogg and Eminem. I mean, obviously we know that they were beefing publicly, but they've got a big Super Bowl halftime show coming up. Dr. Dre, 50 Cent, Snoop, and Eminem. And Snoop is speaking openly about apologizing to M.
I love Eminem, and the thing is that we love hip-hop so much, we competitive, we battle rappers, so that was supposed to trigger that in him. But we brothers and we family, so we learn to appreciate each other for what we do and how we get down, and we had a long conversation about the respect that we have for each other and the way we need to talk in public about each other. And I felt like I was out of pocket, you know what I'm saying? And I apologized to him, and I let him know And I'm just better at myself. You know what I'm saying? I make mistakes. I ain't perfect. I'm Snoop Dogg.
I'm glad they put that behind them so we can just enjoy the show, because this is a monumental moment.
It's great for hip hop. I'm excited about it. I mean, Dr. Dre's finally getting that stage to show everybody he's one of the greatest producers of all time.
Shout out to Jay-Z for everything he's doing.
He's the one who actually put this all together.
Man, and for him to make this happen in Los Angeles with Snoop, Dre, and Kendrick, I'm just excited for it.
You know who else is going to be there watching? I know Kendall Jenner and Devin Booker are going to be front row. You know they are. But in her latest post, she's wearing a Halloween costume, and I think this might be a hint at an engagement. This is just me wishful thinking. She's the corpse bride. Aww. And man, it's not just me. There's people in the comments like, hold on, hold on. Is Devin Booker the corpse, you know, husband?
Not during the season, I promise you that.
Oh, my gosh.
Ain't nobody getting engaged during the season. Maybe after they win the final. That's the only way.
Check the photo at Dana Cortez on Instagram in the story. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I don't have to tell you, Automatic or Anthony A, when you hear this music, you know what's coming.
Ooh,
you know what's coming.
Game time.
Michael Myers.
Oh, greatest of all time.
And guess what? We found an interview with the man, the myth, the legend himself.
My name is Michael Audrey Myers, and I'm one of the greatest ever.
Yeah, well, I never knew he had a middle name. Respect to that. Michael Audrey Myers. So how did Michael Audrey Myers become, arguably, the greatest slasher of all time?
Every morning I wake up, two raw eggs, in the gym, 2-3 hours, sauna, cardio, training, weightlifting.
You know Freddie's not doing that.
Nah, dude. I mean, you know, and you pair that, you know, with his naturally, what God gave him, he's 6'7". You know, yeah. That's a big man right there, dude.
I mean, Chucky ain't hitting the weights.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
No, he's a little baby boy.
Exactly. This is why Michael Myers and LeBron have long careers.
And let me tell you something, man. The hottest Halloween chick in the game, the hottest Halloween queen in the game, Annabelle hit him up. Guess what? Michael Myers, he's not responding.
I cut off all distractions. Look right here. Sent to me about 4 or 5 minutes ago before the interview. Look, she talked about it coming to Miami, Annabelle. Talk about coming to Miami.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Left her on red. I ain't coming to Miami. I'm working.
Focus, baby. Focus. All right. So here's the question that everyone wants answered.
Everybody always asks me, you know, how do you get there? When they see you, they're running across the building, they're running down the stairs, they're running across the parking garage, they're in their car, they think they're safe, you're already there. How do you do that? Work ethic. Nobody working like me. Nobody. Pennywise talk about, I'm big time.
Oh,
you living in the sewer.
Is he talking about Pennywise?
My condo, $4,800 a month. You're not moving like me.
Little boy.
$4,800 a month? Obviously. Okay. So the interview wraps up with Mr. Michael Audrey Myers discussing his legacy.
Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson, Michael Phelps, Michael Myers. That's me. I'm one of the big dogs. And, you know, let's wrap this shit up. I got places to be, you know what I'm saying? I got to go murder some of
the history of Michael Myers. Go watch the video, Dana Cortez Show on Facebook.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So I'm not going to lie. Today's hottest hashtag's kind of serious. Walmart has issued a recall on an essential oil that can literally kill you. So let me tell you what it is right now. And of course, we have food news as well. Hottest hashtags on your Thursday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Spoon.
All right, it's the Dana Cortez Show. Let's get to this one quick. Better Homes and Gardens Lavender and Chamomile Essential Oil Infused Aromatherapy Room Spray with Gemstones is the name.
Okay.
I will post this at Dana Cortez on Instagram. In my story, it's obviously very important.
Is that
important
for like hippie chicks or like babies?
I don't know, both probably. Okay, yeah, and soccer moms and everybody.
Before
right?
we go forward, can you explain to me what an essential oil is? Because I'm not
aromatherapy.
I'm not a hippie.
I use aromatherapy every night.
So I use essential oils.
Yeah, but not this brand.
Oh,
I didn't even know I was using
essential oils.
Yeah, you know how that smell comes out? It smells like a spa in our bedroom. That's just not natural. DJ Automatic. Yeah,
I didn't know I was using essential oils. Said every husband ever.
All right, so after a positive sample came back, it contains some type of chemical that causes a condition known as melioidosis that causes death.
Oh.
So although we're sitting here laughing, this is serious. Once again, I will post this inside my Instagram story at Dana Cortez.
Hey!
And then now let's get to food news. Worst Halloween candy list is out. These are the ones that when you go trick-or-treating, ding dong, trick-or-treat, no one wants them. Number 5, Smarties. I can't stand those little
Smarties candies. Are always the last thing left.
Number 4, Mary Jane's. It's like waxy peanut butter candy.
It tastes like honey peanut butter.
Number 3 is peanut butter kisses. Number two, Circus Peanuts. Notice nobody wants peanuts.
Really? I like Circus Peanuts.
Yeah.
But they're just sugar.
The number one worst candy is black licorice.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah.
I'll eat a black licorice.
Yeah, gross. Yeah, good, dude. And good, you see, candy corn didn't even make the list. Everyone's
candy
like, come
corn
on.
Because
candy corn is amazing.
No, candy corn did. Number six is candy corn.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought everyone was just like, it's anonymously
bad. And Tootsie
bad.
Rolls is number like, seven.
Is there, I eat all the bad candies.
Is there something to be said that you do like pineapples on your pizza and candy corn? That
I have sophisticated taste buds.
And
no,
chicken
I say
in a can.
You're an old soul.
Chicken in a can is just to annoy you at this point.
If I didn't know you, I would think you're a serial yeah. killer. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start off by shouting out all the first responders. It's National
yes!
First Responders Day.
We love you.
Ladies and gentlemen. And Danny Cortez, what happens when you go 1 week without chocolate?
What happens when you go 1 week without chocolate, Anthony A?
Damn, I messed this whole joke up. It's supposed to go, what happens when you go 7 days without chocolate? It makes 1 week.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Is it National Chocolate Day
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, I thought I had some Twix up my sleeve, but I guess I don't. Oh. It's National Chocolate Day.
That was a long walk to get
good.
To that one.
Good. So I started thinking about, let's say we're all three going trick-or-treating. We're skipping, ring the doorbell.
Trick-or-treat.
What candy are you getting that you're trading me for? Because if you got some in your little pumpkin, I'll trade you for some dark chocolate.
Oh, dude, it's like fantasy football of candies.
It is.
I'm going to give you an Almond Joy because I don't like those at all for any type of Twix or Snickers you may have.
I'm not giving up my Twix or Snickers, DJ Automatic. What are you trading?
I mean, I'm pretty much a candy addict, so I'll take whatever you got. Like, I'm like a little fiend. I'm like, just feed my little... feed my.
This guy's like, give me black licorice and candy corn.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
It's October 28th here on the Dana Cortez Show, and we're going to hand a mic over to DJ Automatic because it's music fact time.
In today's birthdays, we got Frank Ocean.
When I'm thinking about you, who no, no, no. I've been thinking about you, you no, no, no.
You could just play Frank Ocean, the rest of music facts. I love him so much.
Did you know that Frank Ocean named himself after Frank Sinatra? And the original Ocean's 11. So he was watching the movie, and that's where he came up with Frank Ocean.
Nice. I did not know that fact. Thank you.
And Frank Ocean is always going to be a fun trivia fact when people say, remember when Drake got booed? And they go, yeah, because he wasn't Frank Ocean.
Exactly. All right. Today in 1997, Mace releases his debut album, Harlem World. The album debuted at number one. It had three top 10 singles, and he really was Puffy's answer to the passing of Biggie.
Well, he was just an incredible figure in hip hop. I think Bad Boy Records at that time, right, was just really running it. It's unfortunate that today he's still asking Puffy for money. P. Diddy preaches all of this, you know, self-love and whatnot. But apparently he didn't pay his artists very well, and Mace calls him out.
Yeah, he's looking for those royalty checks. All right, on this day in 2004, Eminem gets his own channel on Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'm gonna make you dance, get your chance. Yeah, boy, shake that ass. Oops, I mean girl.
Girl, you know you're my world.
It's called Shea 45. I actually used to be a DJ on the station for a few years. I used to do mix shows on the weekend there. But they didn't want to pay me.
That's the story of Sirius.
That's the story of radio, really.
The
but
only person that gets paid in Sirius, I think, is Howard Stern. I'm not kidding you.
They just gave him $100 million a year, and they couldn't afford to send me 20 bucks an hour. And last, today in 2009, the documentary film This Is It, featuring the footage of late pop star Michael Jackson getting ready for his series of London concerts, was released.
This Is It. This was his last tour, right?
Yes, this was all footage of him getting ready for that 50 concerts that he had signed up to do.
It's really difficult to watch because you see a man who's obviously in a bad space, but still so trained when it comes to music and dance, able to get through all of that rigorous rehearsal.
You really could tell that he was an addict at this point and he really needed to help.
Always surround yourself with people who are going to be real. Not yes men, people that love you and care for you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Google, yeah, the search engine, recently released their top Halloween costumes of the year. DJ Automatic did not agree, though. So let's list the top three Halloween costumes according to Google and DJ Automatic's top choices. I was with you two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And today we're recapping our In Case You Missed It segment, which is a fun segment and kind of new to the Dana Cortez Show universe, right?
Kind of.
Where we kind of break down stories that you may or may not missed on the timeline. We go into depth a little bit more. And this one, DJ Automatic, had your full attention, sir. So break down that Google list of best Halloween costumes for the year.
So according to Google, the number one costume for this year is going to be the witch costume.
Oh!
My question, is it a sexy witch or is it a scary witch?
Maybe that's the benefit of being a witch. You know, it could go either way you want it to go. You know, you could be classy. You could wear it. If you're a teacher at school, you could wear it too school, and you could also wear it the night out, you know, whatever you want to do.
All right, the next one we got, rabbit, another one. Sexy rabbit or normal rabbit? Is it a Playboy rabbit or is it a cute cuddly rabbit?
I like it, dude. Get me that bunny. All right, Automatic. And third on the Google's list of best Halloween costumes for the year.
Spider-Man.
Oh.
Were you ever Spider-Man? The only thing I ever had Spider-Man, I think, were Spider-Man underwear.
Oh. Spider-Man's always a good costume, but then I always feel weird when you're that weirdo guy in the mask at a party. You know, and you're walking up to people.
Normal now, dude. It's not everybody's using masks now.
But Automatic, you had some different takes when it comes to top Halloween costumes of the year, so break it down.
So, you know, according to Google's one thing, according to DJ Automatic is another.
Here we go.
Number three, Cruella De Vil.
Oh!
The ladies love Cruella De Vil. I love the movie. I mean, I think it's a cool look.
Would you be one of Dana's Dalmatians?
Hell no.
Nope.
Next one we got, Squid Games.
Okay.
Everybody wants to be the Squid Game person. Yeah. You know, you have a little triangle or a little X or O on your forehead.
Or you just get a little green tracksuit, put some numbers on you. Before 56. There you go.
There we go.
Wow.
And the scariest one of all, and I know Anthony has seen this monster before, it's Angry Dana.
Oh, no! Angry Dana Cortez costume. Oh,
yeah. She will eat you alive.
Yeah, if there is somebody out there who is willing to do the Angry Dana costume for Halloween, me and DJ Automatic will send you something. We don't know what we can legally send you, but we can promise you we'll give
it
you a
gift.
It
might be my death certificate.
And a gift card to Applebee's. Who knows? I don't know. Something. Hit us up at Anthony8400, at DJ Automatic, and let us know if you agree with Otto's Halloween costumes. Have a beautiful Thursday.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
What do you think is the funnest thing you ever dressed up for Halloween? I just thought about it in case you missed it. You did the hottest Halloween costumes.
I was a pirate every year, so that was the most fun thing.
As an adult, dude. DJ.
As an adult? Yeah, dude. I don't know. Have I dressed up?
Remember your awesome weird pig mask, and then you had blood and
pig.
An axe and everything. It was like the scary monster pig.
That was the best costume ever. So I had a pig mask and then I had a bacon body.
Yeah.
Dang, dude.
Yeah.
I sound like Man Bear Pig from South Park.
I'm
not sure if you guys ever seen that, but
I mean, it was an iconic Halloween costume. Yeah, I got a lot of attention for that.
A little run in college where we would always go the day of Halloween and go to the Big and Husky section and just pick out whatever they have left. So I was like a banana, like a bottle of ketchup. And then when you're
I've seen
friend,
you be mustard,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, mustard. I ended up with like condiments for a while. It was good.
It was funny that last year when Anthony came over to mustard, he's like, damn, it was all stained. He's like, I gotta get rid of this one. I think my favorite Halloween costume that I've ever done is very simple, Morticia.
Oh.
It's been a long time, though. I haven't done that in a long time, but she just wears that black gown, and I'm real pale to begin with. I just put a black wig on, and I'm good to go. All right, so more of the podcast now. Hey, we got some good Halloween content, too.